1 Kings chapter 19. The Lord has been putting the old prophet Elijah in my spirit quite a bit lately. And you know, I believe it's in the book of 2 Peter that the Lord is telling us through Simon Peter. He's saying that Elijah was a man of like passions like you and I. Amen? He suffered things. But God, did you know that God uses ordinary people? Did y'all know God uses ordinary people?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. He uses ordinary people that are submitted to Him.
Yeah.
That are blood washed and redeemed and are filled with His Spirit. That's who He uses. Yes. Praise the Lord. And Elijah was a picture of that. The Bible said he was a man of like passions. We're going to read about some of that like passion that Elijah had. Went through a great, great victory in the eyes of Israel and in the face of the enemy. And then it wasn't too much longer. He's running for his life. Well, praise the Lord. Would you turn with me to 1 Kings chapter 19? Again, stand for the reading of the Word. I want to go in this portion of Scripture. And let's find what the Lord is wanting us to notice today. And this all, again, church, this message has got to do with the blood of Jesus. As I've told you, I think a couple of weeks ago, since the beginning of this, it's been at least 4 years now, the Lord has been telling me at the beginning of each year that we've got to begin to focus more upon His blood and the power of His blood to get us through the things that are coming. And so praise the Lord. Preparation for that. Amen. He brought this again to my attention today. I want to give it to you. Are you at 1 Kings 19?
Yes.
And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, "So let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time." And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die, and said, "It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my father's." And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, "Arise and eat." I believe the Lord's been telling us that today, hadn't he?
Yeah.
Arise and eat, church. We've got a table spread before us. Let's arise and eat. Arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. A picture of the body and the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you grateful for his blood and his body today?
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee." Church, the journey we're in right now is too great for us. We can't do it on our own. But we've got the body and the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, to accompany us. And if we'll feast on Him, we'll have the strength that we need to make it in the days that are coming. Amen. And he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat 40 days. 40 is a picture in the Bible of testing and trials. And church, whatever the testing and trials is that is ahead of us, if we will feast on Jesus Christ, we will have the strength to get us through all the testings and trials that are coming. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Do you believe that this morning?
Yeah.
And he arose and did eat and drink, went on the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. And he came thither unto a cave, and he lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him and said unto him, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" And he said, "I've been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, slain thy prophets with the sword, and I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away." And he said, "Go forth and stand on the mount before the Lord." And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. And it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering in of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, again, he's asking the question for the second time, what doest thou here, Elijah? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Can we lift our hands together and pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we have together. Oh Lord, I thank you for your people. I thank you for your word. Oh Lord, I pray that your word will find its place in the fallow grounds of our heart, Lord. Oh, that it might find a place, oh God, where those seeds of faith, Lord, might find their place in the fallow grounds and be watered by the Spirit, Lord. And that, Lord, we don't give up, Lord. That we hold on to your hand until those seeds of faith begin to spring forth. Oh Lord, bearing fruit upward and bringing roots downward. Lord, so that we might be rooted and grounded in the love of God. And we give you the praise and the glory for all things. Bless your people today, Lord. Touch their ears that they may hear. Touch their eyes that they may see. Touch their heart, oh God, so that again today we'll be converted unto Jesus Christ. And Lord, and be softened. Lord, that we might grow further onward and upward in Him. And we give you the praise and the glory for all things in the name of Jesus. And everyone said amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I want to preach to you a little while this morning. You may be seated. I want to preach to you for a little while this morning about the three portions of the mantle. Amen. We recognize that the mantle that Elijah had, it's not too much farther after here that Elijah is going to pass off that mantle to his servant Elisha. Amen. Right. And we recognize that there's some power, hallelujah, that comes associated with that mantle. Amen. I believe it was the power that was associated because that it belonged to Elijah and that Elijah had submitted himself unto God. Amen. Yeah. And so I believe also that that mantle is a picture to you and I, church, of the covering of the blood of Jesus as a mantle, hallelujah, upon His people. The New Testament calls it, the robes of the believers, and that they're washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, how many of you got your robes washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb this morning? Praise God. So here we find Elijah. He's in the wilderness and he's running for his life. And shortly to come, he's going to be taken up and that mantle will be passed to Elisha. But I want to bring to your attention this morning that there are three types of mantles that we see revealed and spoken of in the Old Testament. And it's three different operations, but it's the same Spirit at work. Amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. How many of you know that the Spirit of God will sometime manifest itself in different ways in the lives of the believers, but it is the same Spirit. Amen?
Yeah.
Same Spirit, different operation. And so recognize this morning that there are three different mantles in the Old Testament that are shown. There were kingly mantles that were placed upon those who had been anointed and called to be kings. There were prophetic mantles that there were those who had been called to be prophets unto God. And there was prophetic mantles associated with them. And the most common one that we see in the Old Testament was the priestly mantle. Hallelujah. Those who were in the priestly tribe who were going to be priest unto God. Amen. In the Old Testament, we also see several types and shadows of this kingly, priestly, prophetic image. Amen.
Yeah.
David being one of those. David went into the temple and into the tabernacle and he received of the priest the shewbread, which was reserved only for the priest. And he and his men ate the shewbread from off of the altars in the tabernacle. And we also recognize that King David had his kingly mantle on as he became the king over Israel, anointed by God as a lad to be the king over his people. And we recognize that also King David, as he began to pen words and songs in the Old Testament book of Psalms, that he was speaking prophetically many times about the Lord Jesus Christ who was to come. Amen. Praise God for that. And we also recognize that Jesus, hallelujah, the complete fulfillment of all of these. Jesus is our King. Hallelujah. He is our prophet. Hallelujah. And He is our high priest. Are you thankful for Jesus this morning?
Yes, sir.
Oh, praise God, church. And today in your life and in my life, God always will have a message for you from His Word, His eternal Word. And there are times, Brother Tommy, that He wants us to hear His kingly Word. Amen.
Yeah.
His kingly Word speaks to us of the headship of God in our life. Amen.
Yes,
His kingly Word, it causes our heart to be stirred, to recognize that He is the head over all things concerning His church.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it causes our heart to be stirred as we walk and talk with Him along the way. It causes us to recognize that He is the author and the finisher of your faith.
Yes.
Oh, it causes us to realize that we can be confident of this very thing, that He who hath begun a good work in you will be faithful to complete it in that day. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Are you grateful that there is a kingly Word, oh, revealing that Jesus is King of kings and Lord of lords? Hallelujah. And He desires to be the King and the Lord of everything in your life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, somebody said, well, God gave me a brain. I said, well, praise the Lord. He said, God gave me a brain. That means there's parts of it He wants me to use. I said, listen, I know He gave you a brain, and that's so that you might operate. But you better put your mind, which is part of your brain, you better be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you might know what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God in Christ Jesus. You've got to have Jesus be the King over everything in your life. Because if you've chosen to rule and reign in any area of your life, He's not reigning in any of it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He is the King. And in the kingly Word of His words, He tells us and reveals to us that we might get fresh tears of gratitude for His majestic power and His kingly operation and strength in our life. Amen. Paul said it best when he said, that I may know Him in the power of His resurrection. How many of you want to know that this morning? Amen.
Yeah.
Ooh, give me the power. Give me the resurrection. Give me the life. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're glad that there's that portion of the kingly Word of God showing that He had the power to lay down His life and He had the power to take it up again.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And He has the power, if you let Him, to put things and crucify things in your life and to put them down and then to raise you up in newness of life. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
For if you're crucified with Christ, hallelujah, if we die with Christ, we know that we shall be risen with Him.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. Are you grateful for Jesus?
Yes.
Then He might have a message for you that's prophetic. He may have a message for you that comes out of His Word. It is a message that when the preaching of the Word comes forth, it begins to speak into your life with a knowledge and a prophetic word of something that you needed to hear, because His hand is reaching out to you in a personal way. And He says things to you that you know have to come from Him. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because no one else knew it.
Yeah.
Oh, He may have already spoken into your spirit. Praise God, then He somehow, through the same Spirit, begins to tell someone else. Hallelujah. Maybe even pastor will say the very things that the Spirit of God was already running through you by the same Spirit.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, but He says these things to us, church, what we need for at the moment that we need in our life. And sometimes that prophetic word, it will be calling us into repentance. Sometimes that prophetic word is calling us and drawing us into a renewal of a deeper relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, praise God. And then there's also the priestly word, a priestly message that comes out, and it calls us into that deeper relationship, into that deeper commitment with God, in that closer walk with Him, in that place of sacrifice. Praise God that we can find today, even now, at the foot of the cross and in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Are you thankful for His blood?
Yeah.
Praise God, the kingly word comes to us and shows us the power of his resurrection. The priestly word comes to us and reveals to us even more the place that we need to fellowship with his suffering, being made conformable to his death.
Yeah.
Because if you have the kingly word, church, you must also have the priestly word. Hallelujah. If you got the resurrected power, you've also got to have the crucified Christ.
Yeah.
You also have to be crucified with him. Praise God. And then you need that prophetic word occasionally coming out and revealing the power of God to you in your life with words of knowledge and words of wisdom that only God knows what's going on in the hearts of men. For only God knows the hearts of men.
Yeah.
Oh, praise God. Are you thankful? Yes. Hallelujah, that he does provide for each one of us.
Yes,
and so Elijah, in that day, just before he's running for his life, in that day where he confronted all those false prophets, Elijah had taken that same mantle that he wore. How many of you are grateful for the blood of Jesus this morning?
Yes,
listen to me, church. How many of you know that Jesus is your priest?
Yeah.
How many of you know Jesus is your King?
Yeah.
How many of you know that Jesus is your prophet?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Do you have the blood of Jesus in you?
Yeah.
Oh, then I'm here to remind you, church, that the blood of Jesus has got the power to prophesy in your life.
Yeah.
I'm here to remind you that the blood of Jesus has got kingly power in your life.
Yeah.
I'm about to tell you that the blood of Jesus has got priestly power in your life.
Thank you.
Oh, Israel, Elijah's now come to you and he's put on that same mantle, but in this operation of the Spirit, his mantle is a prophetic mantle, and he begins to call the children of Israel into repentance, and he says, Israel, you've forgotten your God. Israel, you've forgotten his commandments. Israel, you've walked after the life of the devil that he cannot satisfy your soul. And church, you and I got to recognize that when the blood of Jesus is on us, hallelujah, that prophetic blood is calling out for us to call sin, sin, and to call righteousness, righteousness.
Yes.
When you have the blood of Jesus on you, the prophetic blood is crying out that we call straight, straight.
Yeah.
We call crooked, crooked.
Yeah.
You can't make a crooked path straight, and a leper cannot change his spots.
Amen.
Sin is sin, and righteousness is righteousness.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. There's so many, even those I never thought would hear it from. There's so many, even old-time Pentecostals who've gotten cold in their heart and cold toward God. That's saying, well, listen, sometimes people deal with sin in their life and it's okay. Sometimes it takes a long time for sin to get out of someone's life. I said, no, it doesn't. When you repent, you've had a change of heart. You've had a change of mind. You've had a change of direction. Oh, when you repent, you turn to God and you turn away from your sin.
Yeah.
Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded.
My Lord.
And then they look at me like I'm being judgmental. Hallelujah. Woo! And somebody said, well now, preacher, where's the love of God? I said, that is the love of God.
Yeah.
Repentance made available to you and I, church. That is the love of God. Quit sinning and get right with God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
If I told you anything less, I'd be lying to you. If I told you anything less, I'll stand before God with your blood on my hands. I don't want your blood on my hands. I want the blood of Jesus on the mantle covering me. And if it does, I will give you the prophetic words of repentance and restoration from the blood of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Will somebody shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Oh, listen, Israel, you've forgotten your God. You've walked away from His commandments. And church, oh, if there's ever a day that we're covered in the blood of Jesus and begin to speak truth. Oh, listen, don't get yellow-bellied and don't get sissified now, amen. Now's the time for you to stand firm and true. I don't care if it's your daughter. I don't care if it's your son. I don't care if it's your wife. I don't care if it's your husband. I don't care if it's your in-laws. I don't care if it's your outlaws. Sin is sin. It must be called what it is. Oh, wrong is wrong and right is right. And the prophetic blood of Jesus, if you let it flow, it will begin to speak truth, not only in your life, but into the lives of those who are around you.
Amen.
Woo, somebody shout hallelujah. Church, why is it that no one is wanting to speak truth anymore? Because the mantle of the blood of Jesus has been set aside for the mantle of convenience. The blood of Jesus and the mantle that it carries has been set aside for the mantle of I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Oh, church, we've got to speak the truth in love, but you can't speak the truth in love if you haven't fallen in love with the truth. Somebody shout hallelujah. Church, we've got to call sin, sin. Just like the prophet Elijah stood up. Oh, but yes, there was in a crowd of 450. Oh, man, praise God. Oh, what if you're a preacher? What if you're standing in a crowd of 450 preachers? I don't care. If I'm in a crowd of 1,000 of them, if there's sin going on, I need to call out sin. Praise God. If there's something wrong, I need to call out what it is and call it what it is. Oh, the Word of God didn't come forth in the days of Elijah. And listen to me, church. God didn't show Himself to be mighty and powerful in the life of His prophets, in the life of His believers, in the life of His Old Testament saints, when they mealy-mouthed around and compromised with the devil. Oh, but when they stood firm and said, oh no, oh King, we will not bow.
Yeah.
All in the fourth man, like unto the Son of God, showed up with them in the fire.
All right.
Amen. We're too worried about people, and we don't need to worry about Him who can destroy our flesh. We need to worry about Him who can destroy our flesh and then cast our soul into hell. That's who we need to be concerned with the God, hallelujah, of all creation, that you will stand before someday.
Yeah.
Woo, hallelujah. Y'all are getting quiet on me. I don't know what's going on out there. Praise God. Church, we've got to call sin, sin. And as Elijah put on his mantle of his prophet mantle, and he began to call out and prophesy to them of their sin and that they needed to be drawn back into repentance toward God. Oh, hallelujah. Did you know there's power in the blood?
Yeah.
Woo, there's power in the blood. And as he began to draw back and tell them what had happened in their lives and how they have drawn back from God, and he began to put the stones together, Brother Tommy. Oh, it took some effort on his part. Church, we got to lay again the foundations which were already laid by the prophets and the apostles, with Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. Oh, church, we want to lay again those same foundations of faith that were once laid. We can't get away from those. We got to bring them back and make sure that it is the strong and the sure foundation of Jesus Christ that we build upon. For if we build upon anything else, if we build upon anything other, it shall be destroyed.
My Lord.
But if you're building on the Christ, Jesus, the rock that lasts forever, the rock that is eternal, hallelujah, whatever you build on that rock, it will stand the test of time. And it will stand through the judgments that are coming on the world.
Yes, man.
Woo, glory to God. Church, we've got to begin to step and to walk in the way of the blood of Jesus Christ. We've got to have that mantle of His blood on us so that we are able, with the prophetic blood mantle, be able to call sin, sin. Be able to call wrong, wrong. And be able to call right, right. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, listen, I'm not pandering to anybody. Oh, listen, to Pastor, are you saying you hate people? I didn't say I hated anybody. I don't hate anybody. But I'm here to tell you, God hates sin. I said, God hates sin. And He is a holy God. And God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And church, if we reap, hallelujah, if we sow to the flesh, we shall reap of the flesh corruption. But if we sow to the Spirit, we shall reap of the Spirit life everlasting. Hallelujah. We got to call out with the clarity of the prophet the sins of the world around us. Hallelujah. Instead of church worlds opening their doors and allowing the homosexuals to lead the service, allowing the homosexuals to become clergy, allowing the homosexuals to be teachers and preachers and teaching others that it's okay. Oh, who's going to stand up and say no? It's an abomination unto God. Who will stand up? Oh, those who are covered with the mantle of the blood of Jesus, and they're allowing the prophetic blood to cry out. Don't tell me you're covered with the blood of Jesus and you cry out that Christians need to be a little bit more accepting of the LGBTQ, whatever. Are you hearing me, church? You might be covered with something, but it's not the blood of Jesus. Are you hearing me? That's another Jesus being preached. That's another gospel being preached. Oh, listen, the Jesus of the Gospels, His prophetic blood will cry out about what He's already said. He's not going to change His gospel. How do you know, preacher? For He's the God that changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, I am the God that changeth not. Hallelujah. He said, I am the Alpha and Omega. And when you see Jesus as the Alpha, I promise you, when you get to the Omega, it's the same mighty Lord.
Come on. All right.
And everywhere in between. Right. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God for the prophetic blood of Jesus. Can somebody shout for the prophetic blood of Jesus?
Yeah.
Woo, glory. Yeah. Listen, church, Elijah had a picture of that mantle, but you and I have it for real. You and I have got the power of that blood on us today. Elijah would have given his right arm to have what you have today.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on with it.
And he was able to stand up alone in front of 450 prophets of Baal and 400 other false prophets, and against an entire backslidden nation of Israel who was had their arms crossed and said, yeah, we heard about this God. Yeah, whoever it is that answers by fire, him we will serve. You backslidden bunch of rascals, what has gone on with you? What do you mean, he that answers by fire? Oh, that tells you they've gotten so far away from the Holy Ghost, they didn't even know what the fire of God was.
All right.
And if the church world isn't so far away from the Holy Ghost now, hallelujah, that's the problem. We need some more Elijahs to stand up. Hallelujah. Oh, Warren, that you, Pastor? No, listen. It's more than just pulpit ministry. Are you hearing me? It's more than just those behind the pulpit or with those with a title of pastor. Are you hearing me? I believe it's for every blood-washed, blood-redeemed saint of God to stand up with the prophetic power of the blood of Jesus in their life and call out sin as it is. Well, I'm not a preacher. That means I don't have to get on people's nerves. You're a believer. And if you're truly following Jesus, they're going to hate you just like they hated Him. If you're truly following Jesus, the Bible says He is despised and rejected of men. Present tense. He was then, but it's a present tense word, Brother Tommy. He was despised and rejected. Look around you, church. He is still despised and rejected of men. And if you're following Him, you think you're going to be accepted by the same world that despises and rejects Him? Oh, listen, if they love you and think you're cool, you better check your salvation.
Yeah.
Ooh, can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, y'all had me worried for just a minute. Oh, praise God. You and I, church, with the clarity of the prophet. Oh, not out of our own power, not out of our own might. Do you understand this, church? It is not by power, it is not by might, but by thy Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Yeah. It is by the power of the Holy Ghost that flows through his blood. Hallelujah. The Spirit falls on the blood. And when you let the blood begin to flow in your life, the power of the Spirit will give you a prophetic tongue and you'll begin to speak truth. You can't help it. Yeah. Yeah. Woo, praise God. Now some folks will call that pot stirring. Hallelujah. I don't care. Call it what you want to. I call it the prophetic blood of Jesus making its utterance in your life. Woo! Glory to God. And here's the thing about truth. You know what? You got to speak it anyway. You ought to speak the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. They're going to reject it or they're going to receive it, but it's not on you. If you spoke the truth, they had it available to them. Amen?
Yes.
Praise God. So as Elijah began to set the stage for the sacrifice, he didn't go back, Brother J.W., he didn't go back and find some different stones. He didn't go back and find some other foundation. He went and built the same foundation that he'd been taught to build. He built with that same 12 stones of God's governmental power that was already revealed to Israel. He built with those same stones, praise God. And that's why I believe, church, that we ought to faithfully contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Anything else that aberrates from that. Oh, the Bible says, if any preach another gospel, let him be accursed. I'm tired of all these other stone throwers trying to get me stones that is outside of God's governmental grace and power. I want to build with the 12 stones of his governmental structure. Hallelujah, that he built his church with. Hallelujah, he said, on this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Amen.
My Lord.
Oh, preacher, you get too excited.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Woo!
I'm started yet. Yeah.
Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Elijah, he began to set the stage for the sacrifice. And church, do you realize? Sister Carol, do you know why? There's so many churches where the Holy Ghost is no longer there. Why there's a drought in the service is because they set up another stage. They set up another altar. They set up another sacrifice. And there's only one sacrifice that's acceptable unto God. And there's only one blood that the Spirit will fall on. It's the blood of Jesus. Too many starting out with setting stages so that they might appease the world. Setting stages so that they might draw them in, but nobody ever has to change. Oh, here, listen to me. The stage that Elijah built as he was preparing for the sacrifice, it had come after he had called them to repentance. He had called them to change their heart. He had called them to change their mind. He had called them to change their direction. And church, if we ever bring somebody to an altar without first calling them unto repentance, oh, listen, I don't want to have anybody repeating a sinner's prayer after me until they said, oh God, forgive me of my sin. Help me, oh God, that I might walk in a new and living way. Oh Lord, I reject sin. I reject the works of the devil. I walk away from them, oh God, and I walk toward you. Oh, hallelujah. Then let's pray together. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. If you can't say that, you're not truly repented. Ooh, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
True repentance, praise God. Aren't you glad for true repentance? Oh, the Bible says the sorrow of God worketh repentance unto salvation. If you come up wanting to get Jesus and you're not even sorrowful over your old nasty sinful ways, you're not even a tear in your eyes, you're smacking on your gum, I'll tell you to turn around and sit back down. You're not serious with God yet.
That's right.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Praise God. Listen to me, church. As Elijah began to set the stage for the sacrifice,
Hallelujah. His mantle began to change. And his mantle that he wore, instead of that prophetic, he had already given the prophetic mantle. He had already given that prophetic word of the need to repent, of the need to return back to God. Because if they didn't, the judgment of God would fall upon him. As he begins to set the stage, oh praise God, the mantle that he wore began to change, and it became a priestly mantle. As he begins to offer up the sacrifice, church, the priests are called to offer up sacrifices first for himself and then for the sins of the people. And don't you know, Elijah, a man of like passions like you and me, praise God. Don't you know, church, we ought to have a little time of prayer before we even come to church. I sit in my office on a Saturday night or a Sunday morning before you get here, and I'm offering up for myself first before I come here to begin to offer up for you. I've got to perform the work and the will of God, but I want to make sure I do it with clean hands and with a clean heart. Oh, and listen, as I begin to give you God's prophetic word telling you of your repentance, there's going to come a moment and a place in the service where the priestly mantle takes effect and we begin to offer up sacrifices of praise unto God. Woo, are you thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ? Church, we've got to, each one of us, operate in the blood of the mantle. Are you hearing me? Operate in the prophetic blood and let it speak in your life. And then you need to be operating in the priestly mantle of the blood of Jesus. What do you mean, preacher? I'm telling you, when people come and they're moved in their heart to repent, you need to lead them to the Jesus of the Gospels, not another Jesus. You don't need to tell them this is 12-step program. You don't need to tell them there's a one-step program. You don't need to tell them to go celebrate recovery. Oh, they can celebrate recovery when Jesus washes them free from every sin. Oh, somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, preacher, you're just against all those programs. Yes, sir, amen, I am. Because I'm in with the program of saved by grace through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. Lest any man should boast. Somebody shout hallelujah. You got saved by grace through faith. Amen. Praise God. You're going to have to continue to walk by grace through faith.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Oh, but while you're walking by grace through faith, you better be doing the works of faith. Hallelujah. You better be doing the works of faith. Hallelujah. Not the works of the flesh. That will not save you. Ooh, somebody say praise the Lord. Praise God. Church, as he began to set the stage for the sacrifice, he got on that priestly mantle. Oh, praise God. He laid out the sacrifice just right. He laid out the wood just right. Hallelujah. He had the blood. He had the fire. Ooh, somebody say praise the Lord. He had the wood and he had the water. The Bible says he put 12 barrels of water on top of it. 12 barrels. Again, God's governmental structure, God's governmental power, he poured with the waters. Woo! Can we have God's governmental waters washing over us? With the waters of his word, with the waters of his life. With the waters of his hands, with the waters of his name.
Woo!
Hallelujah!
Church, I promise you, if you get covered in the blood and you get covered in the waters, God will provide the fire.
But you got to do your part.
You
got to build the sacrifice. You got to do it according to God's word. You got to repent. You got to come before God humbling yourself, being sorrowful over your wicked ways.
Amen.
You got to lay the foundations down of repentance and faith toward God.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, hallelujah. And as you begin to lay those foundations of faith and repentance, faith toward God, hallelujah, faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ and repentance toward God, I'm here to tell you that the blood of Jesus begins to cover your sacrifice. Hallelujah. Do you believe that this morning?
Yes.
I said the blood of Jesus covers your sacrifice. I know there's a whole lot of big name hoopty-doos with PhDs behind their name that now want to say the blood of Jesus doesn't save you. But I'm here to tell you, church, His blood is the only thing that will save your soul. For without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. And if your sins aren't remitted, church, you're still dead in your sins. Well, hallelujah. But how many got washed in the blood of Jesus?
How's that possible, preacher? Jesus died 2,000 years ago. Oh, listen to me. There is still a fountain filled with blood flowing from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains.
Yeah, come on.
I believe it's still flowing today for you and me.
Yeah.
I didn't say he was on the cross. I said it's still flowing for you and me. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No, I don't believe he's some dead mummified creature hanging on from a cross still. No. He was taken down, put in a tomb 3 days later. He took his life back up again. He took your place and my place. And he showed you that if you're crucified with him, you'll be risen with him. Hallelujah. Ooh, if the power of the mantle of the blood was in him, it is now on you and in you. And praise God, we have the same promises available to us. And if we'll be dead with Christ, if we'll be crucified with Christ, nevertheless you'll live. How's that possible, preacher? Because you've got a hold of the fountain of life. The prophetic and the priestly blood of Jesus desires to cry out from the blood-covered mantle that you have over you. Praise God. Are you thankful Jesus is your high priest? Oh, church, he's still our high priest. The Bible says, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but in all points was tempted like as we are, yet without sin.
Yes.
Don't you come telling me, well, I can't help it, it's just who I am.
Right.
Oh, no, you can help it. You got the blood of Jesus on you. He was without sin, and you can be without sin. You can be without sin. Are you hearing me, church?
Amen.
That's just a lie of the devil telling you it's just part of your nature. It's part of your personality. It's just who you are. No, it's not. That's part of the old stinking flesh that you got to crucify with Christ so that you might live again. Amen.
Right.
He said he cut you out of your old natural family line and cut you into the true line.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yep. Amen. Come on with it.
And if you haven't been changed, behold, all things are made new. For every man that is in Christ, what does it say? Behold, all things have become new.
Yeah.
Not I'm still living in sin, still working my way through it. Better get out of it.
Yeah.
You better go back down to the fountain.
Amen.
I said, you better go back down to the fountain.
Yeah.
If you're still fighting with some sin in your life, you don't have to. I said, you don't have to. You can go to the cross of Calvary. You can give it to Jesus and crucify it.
Amen.
He'll show you how to do it. He's been there. He knows. He'll show you. And you can be crucified with Christ again. And you can be raised with Him in newness of life. Do y'all believe that this morning?
Yes.
Ooh, somebody lift their hands and shout hallelujah for the blood. For the blood. For the blood. For the blood. For the blood.
Thank you, Lord.
As Elijah set that sacrifice of the stage of the sacrifice, hallelujah, his mantle was that priestly mantle, and praise God, he began to call out, oh, for God to begin to, with fire from heaven, answer. Oh, he began to pray. It wasn't a long, ornate prayer. Oh, it was a simple, faith-filled prayer. Hallelujah for the fervent prayer. Hallelujah. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Hallelujah. How are you going to get a righteous prayer going, brother? You're going to get covered in the blood of Jesus, and then His righteousness becomes your righteousness. And when you begin to pray by faith, hallelujah, lifting up your knees to God, if you're covered in His blood, the priestly blood, the fire of God will answer. That's Bible.
Yes, Bible.
Hallelujah. If He did it for Elijah, He'll do it for you.
He sure will.
Hallelujah. Elijah followed the pattern. Mm-hmm. Don't you go following some other gospel. Don't you go following some other pattern and wonder why God's not answering. Amen. Woo! You follow the gospel that was once delivered to the saints. You contend for the faith that was once delivered for the saints. You build the same foundations they built. I'm here to promise you, you get yourself covered in the blood, building on that same foundation, the fire of God will fall. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. For the baptizer in the Holy Ghost and fire is the one who desires to cover you first in His blood.
Amen.
Woo, glory to God. Are you thankful for the prophetic word that calls you unto repentance? Are you thankful for the priestly word that shows you how to sacrifice and die to yourself that you might live in newness of life?
Yes, sir.
Woo, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. The only altar, praise God, is, listen to me, church, the only altar that I believe God responds to by the fire of His Spirit is the altar that has been foundationally set from His Word and that is covered in His blood by faith.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, well, I see fire in other places. Well, yeah, you know, there's sometimes crazy wildfires.
Yeah.
Amen? I don't know that it's all the Spirit of God. I see a lot of stuff moving and going and happening, but sometimes I see those things out in that way in the world, and it don't look like God. Listen to me, like the old farmer said, if it walks like a duck, if it looks like a duck, if it flaps like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, by golly, it's gonna be a duck.
Yeah.
And if they're preaching false gospel, if they're living false gospel, if they're acting false gospel, and if they're preaching another Jesus, I'm here to tell you, it's a false gospel!
Yeah.
Jesus said you would know them by their fruit.
Uh-huh.
You don't plant figs and get thorns. You don't plant thorns and get figs.
No.
Hallelujah. I don't know what farmer, but praise God, there's some good farmers. Amen. Hallelujah. I know there's some folks in this world don't like farmers, but I do. Hallelujah. I know this. If you plant corn seed, corn's coming up. You plant tomato seed, tomatoes are coming up. Oh, listen. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. You sow to false doctrine, you're going to reap false doctrine. You sow to the spirits, seducing spirits who have itching ears because they cannot endure sound doctrine. You will reap to yourself destruction.
Yeah.
How is that? Because you'll believe a lie and be damned. That's the truth, church.
Yeah.
Are you hearing me? Can somebody shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Church, when our flesh needs to be crucified, we've got to cover ourselves with His precious crucified blood that shows us the way of the cross and denial of ourselves. And when the enemy comes against us like a flood, praise God. Oh, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him.
Yes.
You know what the standard is? It's the flag. The blood-washed flag of the banner of Jesus. And the prophetic and priestly words are calling out for you to change your life and find yourself closer to Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Church, only then will the kingly words begin to take effect in your life. You can't experience the power of His resurrection if you haven't learned to die with Christ.
Right.
You can't experience the power of His kingly resurrection power if you haven't learned to first go down and humble yourself in the sight of God and submit yourselves to Him so that you can resist the devil and he'll flee from you.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Ooh, you see, the devil knows which part of the blood you're using in your life and which part you're not letting or allowing to be an operation in your life. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Same blood, but different operation. Praise God. Oh, sometimes, church, we're so happy to see the kingly blood flowing in our life. But when we get around folks that are sinning and we tolerate it rather than calling it out, we're not letting the prophetic blood of Jesus speak through us.
Right.
And when we hear falseness, false doctrine, the lies of the enemy coming against us and telling us that we can be happy, healthy, and wealthy, we ought to call it out by the blood of Jesus, the priestly blood that says there's no other blood but Jesus.
Amen.
There's no other sacrifice but Jesus.
Amen.
And He is the Lord and the Master of all.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
He is.
Praise the Lord. But when He gets down to our life, we don't want Him to be Lord and Master. We want to tell Him what we want. Woo! Man, it got quiet. Hallelujah. Part of that kingly blood, church, that's going to be that pronouncing your kingly heritage is going to be pronouncing the King's, hallelujah, His ransom and the King's life in you. Hallelujah. Heirs of God. Joint heirs with Christ. that kingly word will begin to call out those promises in your life. But you first have to repent and be saved and get covered in His blood and be the priest and kings unto God.
Yeah.
See, God called us to be kings and priests unto Him. Hallelujah. Are you grateful for the Lord Jesus Christ this morning? Church, there's so many times that we feel like we're going through something. And instead of listening to the voice of God that begins to speak to us, as Sister Dina was saying, for us listening to the voice that we know, hallelujah, we listen to these other voices. And the Bible says the other things, the other sounds, are not without significance. But you know what? That wind that came blowing by wasn't without significance. It was such a mighty wind, it tore the rocks in half. It was not without significance, but sometimes those other voices are just babblings in your life. You need to push them aside and just listen to the still small voice who is speaking the words that you already know. And we find ourselves in the backside of the wilderness, living in the caves of our past, and we hear the small voice of God calling out, "Why are you here when I've got work for you to do and I've got places for you to go? But you're living in a cave of your past, and with your fear you're letting the devil control your life." What do you mean? Jezebel, a picture of the devil, controlled the prophet Elijah. The one who said it ain't going to rain for 3.5 years, and guess what? It didn't.
That's right. Bible says.
And church, what do? We find ourselves just like Elijah in the backside of a wilderness, hiding in a cave, hunkered down. "Oh Lord, it's just me. I'm the only one."
Yeah.
No, you're not. He's got 7,000 more that has not bowed the knee to Baal. The enemy's going to come at you and try to make you feel like you're all alone. I'm here to tell you, you're not alone.
No.
Because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. So I don't care, praise God, if you come to church one day and you're the only one sitting here, I'm still telling you, you're in the majority. Because Christ in you, the hope of glory, is with you.
Yes, sir.
Woo! Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you hearing me, church?
Yes.
There is a power of the mantle of the blood of Jesus, and that priestly garment is crying out for you to be a representation of Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. You've got to be a living epistle unto the world. As they look at your life, they're reading Jesus.
Yeah.
The prophetic blood of Jesus in the mantle of His covering is crying out. And sometimes you walk away from a place you know you should have said something, and you're grieved because you quenched the Spirit.
Lord.
Church, you know what I'm talking about. And only until you let the priestly and prophetic blood have its work and it's in your life and begin to do what it's called to do, will the kingly, powerful Word of God all through the blood of Jesus begin to do an operation in you that you've never seen before. Hallelujah. Church, do we want to see the mighty works of God again?
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want to see people healed. Praise God, Sister Mary. I'm believing by faith you're going to jump up from that seat someday and have a lap around this church. And boy, will that be a victory march.
Yeah.
Brother Milton, I'm believing as soon as she passes by you, she's going to reach out and touch you.
Hallelujah.
And that glory going to fall off of her onto you. And you're going to be right behind her.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah. I know that's going to happen.
Well, my doctor said I got to keep it real easy. I don't care what the doctor said. What did Jesus say?
Yeah.
You know, there were those in Jesus' day when Jesus came around, and there was some of, "Oh, Jesus, Jesus, oh, oh Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Shut up. Shut up. You're making a ruckus. And we go, "Oh, okay, I'll be quiet." No, no, he cried out all the more. "Oh, Jesus!
Jesus said, "Whoa, whoa, stop. Somebody's calling for me."
Mm-hmm. That's
the
word.
Bring it to me.
Yeah.
"What will you have me do?"
Yeah. "Oh, that I might see."
"Lord, that I might see."
Yeah.
"Oh, according to thy faith."
Yeah.
"So be it unto thee." Church, we're living in the last days. But he's no respecter of persons. What he did for the first church, he'll do for this one.
That's right.
Are you hearing me?
That's it.
Yeah.
Are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to build the foundation of sacrifice that needs to be laid? By the mantle of the power of the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Not by your own power, not by your own might, but by your own choices.
Amen.
Lay down the foundations again that were once laid. What foundations? Prayer. Fasting. Reading of the Word of God. Seeking the face of God. Worshiping Him with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And getting a love for Him in your heart that is far above and beyond anything else. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Some of you would refer to yourself as old timers. You know what I'm telling you is true.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, Brother Nelson? And then you know what's going to happen when we get that mantle of the blood operation in our life? That prophetic word is going to begin calling us. In areas in our life we know is not yet like Jesus. He's going to be calling us to repentance and to renewal and to restoration. Hallelujah. He'll bring stuff to your mind you may have not thought about for 50 years. Oh, that's the devil.
Amen.
Come on now, we give the devil way too much credit.
Amen.
That may be the Lord Jesus Christ dealing with you about something you haven't quite quenched. Take it to the cross. That's all he's asking you to do. That's why he brought it to your attention. So he can help you crucify it so you can be raised with him in newness of life. But instead we want to blame the devil.
Well, the devil brought this up in my mind. Something I did 50 years ago.
No. What if God did that? What if Jesus did that? And he's dealing with you because there's some part about that sin or whatever it was that you never let go of. Take it to the cross of Calvary.
Yeah.
Get it crucified. Hallelujah. Let that prophetic blood and the mantle of Jesus begin to call you to further, deeper walks of repentance and relationship with him today. Do you love Jesus?
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, what a Savior. Oh, hallelujah. He gave his life blood for even me. Oh, hallelujah. His side was riven. Oh, his hands were nails scarred. He gave his life's blood for even me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, come ye sinners, lost and hopeless. Jesus' blood can make you free. Church, if we'll have this attitude, I promise you we'll never have a schism in this church. For he saved the worst among you. I'm the worst sinner in this church. Did you know that? That Jesus saved. I'm the worst sinner that Jesus saved. Second, praise God, he said he is. For he saved the worst among you when he said a wretch like me. Oh, and I know, oh yes I know, Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. Oh, I know, oh yes I know, oh Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. Sister Carol, come. Let's play that song. I think it's in G. Amen. Would you stand with me? Let's close together, singing that song together. I want to open the altars though. If you need prayer, I want you to come. If you need prayer, I want you to come. If you want somebody to pray with you, praise God, come on. Yes, brother.
In where I live, in that complex behind me, there's a young man about 63 or so, 64, named Ronnie. That's the only guy. I don't know if I have
to see him.
And he's, I've been taking him back and forth to the doctors in Waco. And he got a big old mass on his lower lung, and it took a tissue sample.
Yeah.
And found out just yesterday, he got cancer.
Oh.
And the doctor came out from doing the surgery, doing that tissue sample. The doctor talked to me and told me, because he was still kind of like waking up or whatever. And he was like really optimistic about not going to be cancerous. He's pretty sure and all that. I mean, he's kind of a young doctor. I probably hadn't beat by about 20 years. But I just already knew that it was cancer.
Right.
And I just felt like I knew.
Wow.
By his parents.
Anyway, that's prophetic blood of Jesus at work in your life. So you want what? His name again is Ronnie.
Name is Ronnie.
Ronnie, you want to pray for Ronnie?
Yeah.
Come on down. Let's. We're gonna sing this together, and we're gonna all gather around and pray for you for him. Oh, come ye sinners, lost and hopeless. How Jesus' blood can set you free. Oh, for he saved the worst among you. Oh, and he saved a wretch like me. Oh, and I know, oh yes, I know, how Jesus' blood can make the wise sinner clean. Oh, and I know, oh yes, I know, Jesus' blood can make the vile sinner clean. One more time. Come ye sinners.